dois capitães. But it is not prescribed in Shastras, in scripture and in the doctrine of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or in any God. What has been uttered in Srimad Bhagavat? Nama Sankirtanam Jasya Sarva Papa Punasanam Pranamo Dukkha Samanam Sangnamami Hurim Param. Nam Sankirtan. Is it? There is no greater sadhan than this Nam Sankirtan. So we should always try to utter Lord Krishna's name with the proper way, with the proper intensity. There should be no misunderstanding that the name, by uttering the name, we can attain the best quality, the best state. By this uttering, we can attain every state. The devotee says every stage is uttering this. They do not give it up in any stage. Radharani has not given it up. Even Mother Yashoda always chanting Krishna's name. When there is no work in his hand, then he is thinking and he is chanting the name of Krishna. Everybody is chanting. Narad Muni is chanting. Sriji is chanting the name of Rama, Rama, Rama. Brahma is chanting. Every highest devotee is chanting. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamang, Krishna Kishava, Krishna Kishava, Krishna Kishava, Rakshamang. Going in the path of Dakshinatya, southern country, he is uttering the name. Name is such a thing. No want in name. Fulfill every demand by this name. That is the name. But we are so unlucky that we do not regard it so good, so fit for us. Even in Aparad, in judgment of Aparad, it is called Abhishanta Pajuktani Tannevartha Karanina Namanne Bharantagam Namaparada Juktanang Namanne Bharantagam. Aparad Johu Aya Hamlukka Namaparad Johu Naam Karte Karte Usko Ham Dur Kar Sikte Hai. We can get rid of a Namaparad by chanting the name only. We did not utter anything, we did not do any sacrifice. Namaiva Kevalam. Only name is sufficient for the best good. This is the teaching of Lord Krishna, Naam Bhajan. It is good for every devotee in any position, whatever low or whatever high. So we are praying to him that he may bless us, that we can utter that name in that manner. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any sort of devotee, any kind of devotee, any devotee, whether he be devotee of Ramchandra, whether he be devotee of Narayan or any other, Matsya Kurma Varaha, everyone can utter this name, This is Mahamantra. Of all the mantras, this is Mahan, greatest mantra. So you are so happy that you are practicing that mantra. Harinama, 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 Iva Kivalam, Kalu. And in this iron age, no other teaching is prescribed for us. Namo Iva Kivalam, not called Jnan, Jug, etc., has been prescribed. Jnani prayasam udapascha namanta iva jivanti sammukaritang bhavadiya vartam thane sita sutigatam tunubang manovhidji prayasa ajita jitappa sitta isti lakyam. Iho hoy. The starting of Mahaprabhu education, teaching, begins from this place. Iho hoy. Again, there is much more higher. Please tell me. Let me hear from you. He asked Rai Ramananda. Before that, he rejected everything. Eha Vajja. Eha Vajja. Karma, Gyan, Jug. Eha Vajja, Eha Vajja. By these paths, we cannot attain that thing, that sort of devotion. So what is that education then? What from he has prescribed for us? What should be done? Along with that chanting? Chanting is the first and foremost thing. But what should be necessary for helping? Cooperation. What are they? Not karma, not jnana. But those who should be rejected, strictly rejected. Jnani prayasam udapascha. Dur, we should be left at very distant place. We should be kick up. In distances, jnani prayasam udapascha, namanta eva hi jivanti. Who are living with the respect towards what? Sammukaritang bhavadiya bhartam. Towards the behavior, towards the lila of him. But in this case, not every lila is prescribed for everybody. This must be remembered. It's carefully. There is negation. Naitat samachare. Why this look is present in Shastra? Now, not everybody is liable, everybody is fit for this education, for this lila. Higher state. Mentioned there. Hare Krishna. According to qualification, according to standard, if you teach them, teaching should be given according to the standard of the student, not to the lower standard. Gopi and Krishna should be in the culture. When he will get the higher standard, then he may be entered. Gopi gopi karne se nahi hoga. Gopi banna kya kon hai? Gopi kon log hai? Log kya pakita hai? Physical body? No, all spiritual. No physical. Nijangamopi jagoppa mumeti samupasati. What sort of sacrifice for me? Own body has been sacrificed totally. They do not think that their body is their own. It is body, it is the thing of Lord Krishna. Mama iti samupasati. And with this sort of understanding, they are trying to save it, they are trying to protect it, not refusing it. They are trying to protect their body in the point of my service, not in point of their own enjoyment. But our body is kept only for our own satisfaction, only for our enjoyment of our senses. It is not considered according to the gopis. Those things, their body are spiritual, but our body are material. Matter cannot stay in Vaikuntha or in Golok Vrindavan. There is no matter. Mani Chintamani Gana. That is not Chintamani or precious jewel like this world. That is also transcendental. Everything transcendental. The gopis are also transcendental. They are not material. Then if we think of our body, we are gopi, and practice that sort of serving, it is a blunder. It is blunder. This is not taught by our superior master, not any Vaishnava, by any Vaishnava. Then, nijangamupi jagupva mumeti samupasati tabha paraname parsa nigura primabhajana. See, such the highest devotion, highest stage of devotion, position of that devotion, there is no other one but this gopi. It is only gopi. It is not a case of vaidhi bhakti. It is not a case of vaidhi bhakti. Not a sadhana of vaidhi bhakti. Prem bhakti, bhav bhakti is the higher bhakti, higher stage of bhakti of higher stage than bhav bhakti also. Tato nishtha ruchistata atha shakti tato bhava. Tata premabhujjante. After that, prem will appear. And if we try to get prem in this stage, we will get calm in spite of prem. Give up the habit of calm first. Ha hanta hanta visabhakkhana tappa sadhu. Well, first of all, we should give it up. Admendriya pritibancha tarabari calm. The satisfaction of our own senses is calm. Jaha kam taha nahi ram. Those who are thinking of the satisfaction of their own senses, they cannot guard the devotion of God. That is not devotion. But we are plunged in that kaam. And if we think that we are the greatest devotee, like gopi, is a blunder. So let us proceed in proper way. Not to be so greedy. It is a thing of higher qualification. Slow but steady you wins the race. You must not give up in any stage. This path is best path. In this life or in any life, there is no other alternative. We will not give it up. But steady. We should keep the company of the Vaishnava, who are the protectors of us, who can protect them us from any evil. And they are our only good masters. So we should, jodi koribe Krishna naam, tabe sadhu sanga kara. Krishna naam is possible only for him who can keep the company of the devotees, pure devotees. You can attain that qualification by the company of that sort of devotee if you keep, which you keep. So, we pray to God, pray to Lord Krishna and Mahaprabhu to keep us in close connection with that pure devotee. Who will guide us properly towards Him, so that we may attain that pure devotion. Let me stop here now. I can begin later on. Vansaha Kalpun. Then chant, all of you, Hare Krishna, Kirtan, Narada.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe Radhe Radhe
also what was something hidden in Bhakti Vinod Thakur Jai Gopal. By the help of Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Ujjwal Yonmani and the books of Raghunath Das, so all appreciated my translation and so we should try to teach the more. And it may be that some philosophical terms which is not obvious in my instead of one line, it may be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more lines, no hurt. I want that all the modes should be
clear.
Clear that any word a blind man should also take the view. Because Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this book is his last. So I think that you are very qualified to do, and he has learned Jaiva Dharma from me, through Swami Sindhu also, and all those. So he is also so much fun. So what he has you can explain what you have corrected?
Well, just in general, I can explain the essence of the correction is that there are some ideas expressed 100 years ago when Jiva Dharma was originally written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which would not be understood in the same way. The feeling, the mood would not come across exactly the same by the Western public 100 years later.
You should know one thing. Vedas, Purans, Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Sutra, and all the books alike, they are Samadhi Bhasha. Samadhi Bhasha, you know?
Samadhi Bhasha? Written in trance, not by ordinary intellect, but in a trance, a divine trance.
Yes, and they are eternal. They cannot be changed in according to period, Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, Treta, and Dvapara. All yugas, Jiva Dharma life, and it is the Samadhi Grantha of Shira, of the Vedanta. It cannot be changed by period. What it was, what it will be, what it will come, no defect. As Srimad Bhagavat has been not written, but it has been
revealed.
I don't know when. Perhaps it is not a book of this world. It is eternal book in Guru Kunda. And it has been descended by the Tlatlic orders like Brahma, Narada, Vyasa book, and Sapta. So no change at all. Understand? So I don't want to make anything change according to period.
What? Of course,
Vyasa is himself written in there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Bhagavatam. It is beyond the
Trimovers of time.
Oh, I think this is all. It is not an influence of God. So, the teachers of Jiva Dharma will make understand according to time. Like we explain Srimad Bhagavat according to time, but the thought is there. Understand? So, time to time, the teachers will be changed and they will explain. It's like Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, Dwapara, Treta, so it should be left only. Gurus and Acharyas, Acharyas.
Yes, not a copy.
Very good. When you came? You are just coming?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Radha Raman Prabhu and his wife, they have also come with her.
Where they are?
They are in the office.
Okay, Nishi, sit down, let's go. Oh, they are going to say, where is your luggage?
It's downstairs.
So, mood suited we change according. Because you got better. Like Brahma, Atma, Vishnu, Parabrahma, Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, that's to them. The same Paratattva is called by someone Brahma. By someone, Paramatma, by someone, Bhagavan, by someone, Swayam Bhagavan. So it is for all time. But Acharya may can explain it in fashion, according to time. You should know that
The Brahmavad of Vedas and the Brahmavad of Shankaracharya is not one. No? The Brahmavad of Vedas by Shankaracharya, it is false. Quite false. But Brahmavad in Srimad Bhagavatam in Ved is it is true. Like Sukadeva Goswami was Brahmavadi. Sanat 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 Sanatam. They were all Brahmavadi. But not according to Shankar. They were not Advaitvadi, Kevala Advaitvadi, Mokshavadi. Their ideas is ancient. It is okay. But the idea of Shankaracharya of moksha Kevala Advaitvad for Brahmavad is false. Quite false. They are aparadhi ka kya hota?
Offenders.
They cannot receive mukti, salvation. Cannot. Never. Like the karmis of this time are not actual karma yogi. Karma is different from karma yogi.
They are not nishkam karma yogi.
No.
Right.
Shankar may be nishkam, but he is false. Our Gurudev has told that Shankar has no salvation. He is not a Mukta Purusha. His Gurudev, Gaurpad, Govindapad, Govindapad Gurudev or Gaurpad is Guru. They have not achieved the Mukti. And Gurudev has proved it. If anyone realizes that I am Brahma, then he becomes Brahma. He cannot come again. No birth and death. Understand? This is true. But it is seen that all the Shankar Sampradaya are telling that Shankar came in the shape of Brahma. Yeah. Brahmananda or what? Bharati. Ki naam tare? Vidyaranya Bharati. The most gent in Advaita. If he can come in the shape of Shankar, Vidyaranya. How he, Shankar has received the mukti? How he can come? It is told in Shankar books that Gaurpad, Param Gurudev and Govindapad, Gurudev of Shankar, after their salvation, came to Shankar and gave darshan. How it can be? After salvation or mukti, how a person can come in origin from his own previous form? He has become Brahma.
Wouldn't that substantiate the fact that they were not offering a form of salvation which was of an absolutely non-dual type? Wouldn't that confirm that they were preaching the same kind of Achintya Bheda Bheda?
Anyway, it is contradictory for Shankar's philosophy. Also, why it is false? Our Gurudev has proved that. Anyone is telling that I am Brahma. Sarva Khalvidam is Brahma. All the things in this world, material or jiva, everything is Brahma. No? It is written in Vedas.
Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Idam means all these things. Sarvam is Brahma. Shankar has quoted this slope to this thing. But Shankar has told Brahma Satyam. No? Jagan Mithya. Jiva Brahma Ivanapara. You know this thing? Heard? If Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, so this Jagat is Mithya, false. But in Vedas it has been told, so Sarvam Phalitam Brahma, then how it can be false? Understand this theory?
Yes, yes. The explanation that's given is that what appears to be something other than...
Like this is Brahma. Sarvam Khalo, it comes in Idam. So it is also Brahma. Then how it can be false? So world is not false.
But what was meant was that it's appearing like something other than Brahman right now. It's appearing like just a piece of steel gate because of the...
So why are you telling that Jagat is Mithya?
I think the implication is that Nitya means temporary and dreamlike, not necessarily...
Now, if it is Brahma, then not temporary. Everything is permanent. What is temporary?
I think it refers to that the consciousness within...
Who is telling?
This is
Brahma is telling our Shankar.
But I'm just quoting what's come before Shankar.
No, I am only telling to satisfy you.
But I'm trying to respond on the basis of the Upanishads, which came before Shankar, before this whole controversy came about. There was a certain kind of truth inculcated in the...
I know, I can prove, or Gurudeva has proved, or all Jiva Goswami has proved, that this is all false Sankarpa. And no platform.
Marjorie, we've just been trying to speak on the basis of before Shankar.
So, I'm telling you that Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all these things, more, are permanent. So we should not try to act. अरे भाई सब लोग
पीछे
उसी को तो यहाँ पर सामने बुला दे तो तुम एक डिस्टर्ब कर रही ये शुड कम इन
फ्रॉन्ट
आई वांट दैट वी शुड ट्राई टू कीप द मूड ऑफ भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर and philosophy of Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his original form. And if the words are not appropriate to explain Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then there should be otherwise not according to that. So you should do that.
Editing, that we're dealing here with issues that are prior to Shankar. We're not defending Shankar here. We're dealing with issues prior to his advent in the world.
No need of Shankar, no need of anything. What Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling, we should try.
Now,
what we are told about Shankar, it is in that. Everything is in that. And he has given much respect for Shankar. I want that Jagannath should be audited in original form, which is in Hindi. Not changing according to time. Because after that, in the last Kali Yuga, all Ved and all the... So they used to disappear from this world. So that anyone cannot change. You know, follow? After some days, you see Srimad Bhagavat will be not in this world. But perhaps in this Kali Yuga he will be. Because it is Dhanya Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has and Krishna has come in this culture. So, and in this Yuga. Otherwise, Srimad Bhagavatam
and all books will not, all these books. What he has done, like a instant.
আমার জন্য খালি আনবার কার জন্য না, চল হামারে লিয়ে, হামারে লিয়ে লিয়া, জিসকো জরুরত হোগো বাজার সে মঙ্গা লেগা, হম ইয়াহ পর মিঠাই খিলা রহে।
First, just in regard to the jiva itself, we're discussing a concept here which is long, long before Shankara invented. So we have to remove Shankara from the picture, from our discussion.
No need of doing. Only we will take the idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
But that's what we're discussing, is how to present the idea. If we don't understand the conception properly, then it'll be presented improperly, and then people will receive it.
Acharya and preachers will do it. The book should be remained. Like Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot do any later change. You should think my idea.
No, Maharaj, your wish will be carried out in any way, shape, or form. That's not an issue. We will absolutely do it as you wish. That's not an issue. We would like to understand clearly, though, for ourselves, this thing about an entity which is half real and half false, or half illusory and half spirit. There's some problem in presenting this conception in the English language correctly. Now, according to what's given here,
You can read much any here, or where you have corrected. What you have written there?
I'm looking for the exact part.
What was written and what you changed?
See, the thing that we're about to discuss, I have not changed. I just said we have a problem here. I put a note and I put C back and I've explained the problem. But in this very paragraph where the real problem is, I've not made any change because I didn't know what you would want.
It will be written in that book, what you have changed.
Well, certain things need to be discussed. Certain things. We wanted to discuss things with you before making all the changes. But where the real problem is, I have not made any changes yet. It just says feedback, and I've explained what the problem was, but I haven't made any changes in this particular area. It's about the jiva itself.
What?
That there seems to be, again, it's just somehow in language, that there seems to be...
You can read the language of jiva dharma. And again, what you have explained, read. Then I will... We can understand the difference.
Okay. Well,
do you know what you're talking about? Eh? You're talking about the same
thing. You can eat it. You can eat it. You can eat it. You can eat it.
You can eat it. You can eat it.
Hello, Achen. আজকে এইখানে প্রসাদ পাওয়া হবে তো?
আপনার ছেলেরা সব বসে আছেন না, বড় বড় সব, তারা তো মিষ্টি ছাড়া মিষ্টি মুখ করতেই হয় না।
আরে ওরা দশমীর দিন মিষ্টি খায়নি, জিজ্ঞাসা করে দশমীর দিন গেল মিষ্টি নেই খায়। কত না দুশো নিয়ে যা, ঠিক আছে যা যা, ইয়া মনে মনে তো ওগুলো বার করতে দিয়ে দেবে, তুমি যাও ওখান থেকে যাও।
হ্যাঁ, দিস ইজ দ্য কোট ফ্রম দ্য বুক। কৃষ্ণ ইজ দ্য কমপ্লিট ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল সাবস্টেন্স অর চিত বস্তু। হি ইজ অফটেন কম্পেয়ার্ড টু দ্য সান অফ দ্য স্পিরিচুয়াল রিয়েল।
It is translated by him?
Yes.
Yes.
The jivas are the atomic rays emanating from the Krishna sun. When it is said that the jivas are innumerable and individual parts of Krishna, it does not mean that they are like the pieces of stone which form a mountain. Although innumerable jiva portions emanate from Sri Krishna, he is not diminished even in the least by this. For this reason, the Vedas have compared the jivas, in one respect, to sparks emanating from a fire. In reality, this topic cannot be adequately described by means of comparison. No comparison, whether to sparks of a blazing fire, atomic rays of the sun, or gold produced from powerful mixed jewels, is fully appropriate. The true nature of the jiva is easily revealed in the heart only when the mundane conception of these comparisons is given up. Krishna is Brihat Chid Vastu, or infinite spiritual substance, whereas the jivas are Anu Chid Vastu, or infinitesimal spiritual substance. Although they are one in respect of Chid Dharma, or spiritual consciousness, their natures are undoubtedly different by virtue of their respective completeness and incompleteness.
What do you have it?
Right, so the comment that I made, without making any corrections, this is the problem, is that...
Where it will go?
It won't go anywhere. We're discussing
it. It's just his idea.
Only to discuss.
Yes.
Not to give.
Not in the book. No, what's here is not going to be in the book. It's just...
This is his idea.
To add into this. While I was editing.
You want to add this thing?
No. Unless you want something added. This is just...
No. It will be added in original book, Jaiva Dharma?
No.
Not yet.
Then
not,
why?
What I've just read, yes. What I'm about to read is just a description of the problem we face in what we've just presented in the book.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a correct...